Iambic Audiobooks presents The Lamentations of Julius Marantz by Mark Estrin, read by Anthony St-Pierre. The Endgame Begins. Chapter 1. At the Movies. How lonely sits the city that was full of people! How like a widow has she become! She that was a princess among the cities has become a vassal. Lamentations, Chapter 1, Verse 1. The 19th of June, 2003. The lights dimmed in Minisalle 7, the smallest and most hidden picture palace deep in the warrens of Dedecaplex 2. Similarly had lights dimmed 50 years to the day before, dimmed that day at Ossining, New York, dimmed for Ethel Rosenberg as her husband was transmuted by an electric device not 30 yards away, and her own transformation beckoned. House to half, house out. In the stepped dimming of the light, this day another Julius, a furtive Julius, a Julius on the lam, inspected the tiny chamber with its safely four, safely teenaged others. Though 50 years had passed, this other Julius, one Julius Marantz, was also scheduled for transfiguration, and for similar reasons. Welcome to this evening's feature presentation. Glitzy, shoddy graphics on screen, shocking to the dark adapted eye. Smoking of any kind is prohibited in this theater. Three French maids in scanty leggy dresses shake fingers.
No, no, no!
As a smoking cartoon biblical prophet pokes in from behind to barracroon, Except, of course, for the gold. Maid 1 offers him a pack. Maid 2, a light. Maid 3 sidles herself up against his ashes and sackcloth.
Hi, but cool, she says, as the others swoon in agreement.
You can tell by the smell, Jeremiah says. Julius Marantz settled in for an urgent interlude of safety. He had to catch his breath, gather his wits. Outside, sirens sang in trio and quartet, and Central Intelligence Corporation cars were everywhere, searching, no doubt, for him. His disguise was good. False white beard, filthy hippie clothes. Was it too late to consider cross-dressing? Jeremiah and his maids were floating up off-screen. High, after all, was high. Because this film is only 70 minutes long, we will have our intermission right now. If you haven't already, we invite you to check out the refreshment stand in the lobby, where you will find many delicious drinks and snacks, including the U.S.'s own Natural Flakes. And don't forget to go for the gold. House lights on. Damn, thought Julius. Visible again. The four teenagers passed him, scuffing their largeness up the aisle. One picked and flicked a booger at the dirty old man while his buddies guffawed.
Santa Claus!
They taunted brilliantly.
Should I go out there? Julius wondered. Will it be suspicious to stay in here? Will the ushers be in to check refreshment receipts?
Pascal's wager. Not worth the consequences of a bad guess. Julius limped up the aisle, practicing his crippled senior citizen walk. At the stand, he ordered up a tub of pops, in an arcane accent, and made his way back into the theater, careful not to spill the voluminous, illustrated popcorn suspended, crouton-like, in diet pop. Last to leave, first to return, he sat back down. The four teenagers marched in, laden with comestibles, just as the lights dimmed again. Though he had been only 4 years old at the time of Sing Sing's dimming, he flashed even now on that event. Mummy and Daddy would not explain why they were crying. House to half, house out. From the pentaphonic speakers, please rise and join in our national anthem. Drum roll. On the screen, Old Glory version 52.6. flapping grandiloquently under a cross of David. The text on the staff, Your logo here. Julius knew to be fraudulent. No way his logo, had he a logo, could make it onto Old Glory's white stripes. Those 6 spaces were available only to Fortune 500 companies, in the order of net income. And the image wasn't even up to date. For 3 days earlier, version 52.7 had appeared, with the top 2 corporations switching places and the predicted supremacy of the Bank of Christ's logo. A small animated hand, Michelangelo's Hand of God, pointed at the words as they scrolled along the bottom of the screen. So as not to attract attention, Julius stood and croaked along with his acneed colleagues all the way to the final lines.
"O'er the land of the free, to our home in the skies."
Above the flag appeared the dawning sun, which, in an amazing display of computer animation, morphed from red disk through each current flag logo, streaming from one to another in proper colors, into a glorious archangel who, opening his purple robe, like a cheap stripper, Julius thought, showed blazoned upon his chest in flaming letters, "And now for our feature presentation." Julius settled back for 70 minutes of he knew not what. But what did it matter? It was dark, he was unobserved, and enveloped in the haze of gold smoke from up front, he could pull down his mental ear flaps, shut his eyes. But wait. What was that up there, seen through the slit of his vision? The title of said feature presentation, typing out on screen in ancient courier, with phony typewriter clacks, such as hadn't been heard since long before Microsoft became Macrosoft. The damnable life and deserved death of Julius Marantz, scientist. A subway car, the IND, the very car he'd been in yesterday. He recognized the sequence of ads above the seat he'd finally obtained. "Before the end, come back to Bud." And, "When the Lord calls, will your line be busy?" Fiber cellulars used in the Oval Office. A voice over the scene. "The man shown here is real and known to be dangerous. He may even now be seated among you. If you see this man, contact your nearest CIC attendant or call 1-888-TREASON. Thank you." The man was shown in great detail. It was yesterday's Julius. Clean-shaven, skin hennaed reddish-brown, seated in yesterday's jerking subway car, in old Levi's and tie-dyed Grateful Dead t-shirt, carrying the Smart People for Central Intelligence plastic bag he used for his costume changes, the one with the smiley face wearing glasses, just like the one now at his feet. Feigning uncontrollable hiccoughs through the lobby, he was out of that theater in a flash, out onto the mean streets, the scorching sidewalks of New York. Would that this light would dim as well.